This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Crowds of people are camping out in the Red Sea city of Port Sudan after having fled fighting between Sudan's army and paramilitary forces. Refugees say getting out of the bottleneck there comes as yet another challenge. Reuters' Angela Johnston has more.
Under makeshift tents in sweltering heat, many of these people in Port Sudan remain in limbo. They escaped fighting between Sudan's army and paramilitary forces, but with refugees arriving every day from Khartoum, as well as Syria and Yemen, people are finding it hard to get a ticket out of the Red Sea city. UN and foreign missions are setting up bases, and Red Sea neighbor Saudi Arabia has evacuated almost 8,000 people. But demand to get out is outpacing supply, refugees say, and the price for a room is skyrocketing. Because of politics, all of the Sudanese people have been displaced, this man says. We're here, but we'd be better dead in Khartoum.
Reuters Angela Johnston reporting. Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of Russia's Wagner Group mercenary force, said in a sudden announcement Friday his forces would leave the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, which they've been trying to capture since last summer. Prigozhin said they would pull back on May 10th, ending their involvement in the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine conflict. Because of heavy losses and inadequate ammunition supplies, he asked defense chiefs to insert regular army troops in their place. Philippine authorities say they rescued more than 1,000 human trafficking victims from across Asia during a raid Thursday and Friday.